Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God for this morning's message is the Old Testament lesson. Will you pray with me, please? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. You may be seated. Moses got off to a great start. I mean, he's hitting a home run at the very beginning of this reading. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing, taking care of the flocks, and he encounters this burning bush that isn't burning up. And as he settles in there and checks it all out, he hears his name being called, Moses, Moses. And here's his great start again. He says, here I am. There he is. He's ready to go. Here I am. And then when he realizes he's in the presence of God Almighty, he bows himself down before the Lord and he hides his face because he knows he's in the presence of God. And this is a great start. This is how it should be. You hear the Almighty calling out your name, here I am. And then you realize you're in the presence of God and you kneel down in humility. And then as God starts to unpack the plan, God says to Moses, hey, I want to save my people. I've heard their cry. I know what they're going through. And Moses, you're going to be the man. You're going to be the man to save my people. I'm going to use you. And Moses' great start ends right there. He's done. Because Moses says, who am I? The enormity of the task, this vibrant, ready to go Moses, here I am. He bows down before the Lord. Then God says, here's what I want you to do. And he says, who am I? When the enormity of the task hits, when God calls, who am I? Each and every one of us here this morning has been given an opportunity by God over and over and over again to step up to the plate and have a great start and see what we can do as we are called as God's children. We have all been baptized into his family. We have been called by him to serve him in whatever place God puts us, whatever vocation we have, son or daughter, husband, wife, student, worker, mom, dad, whatever the case may be. And we can start off strong. And then the enormity of the task hits us. I remember when I first came to seminary, I said, I got to write a paper. How long? I have to preach in front of David Schmidt? He was my first hom prof. The enormity of the task hits you, and that great start just kind of fizzles away as we're called to do what God wants us to do in every aspect of our life. Picture the excitement. You find out you're pregnant. You're going to have your first child. Excitement, great start. You're going to buy all the stuff you need. And then the baby comes and you hold that newborn for the first time and you go, what in the world am I supposed to do with this? For you gentlemen, you get your first call and it's exciting and you're ready to go. And then you get to the congregation and you realize there's 350 names and faces you have to be able to put together in about 3 days. Because they all want to feel loved by you. The enormity of the task hits and you say, who am I? Who am I to do this? As a parent, the phone call that your child just got in her first accident just happened 2 weeks ago to me. You think you got this parenting thing figured out a little bit and you get that phone call. Who am I? Who am I to deal with this? Or again, for you gentlemen in the parish, you get the phone call that a woman and her 3 kids under the age of 8 have all been in a very serious car accident. Who am I? What am I supposed to do? The enormity of the task hits just like it hit Moses. I'm ready, God, but who am I? But who am I? Strong starts are wonderful, but that moment comes. Who am I? But God responds. And God responds in an awesome way. When Moses uttered his who am I, God's response to Moses and to us is the same over and over again. But I will be with you. God says to Moses, I will be with you. God says to us, no matter what I call you to do in this life, God says to you, no matter where I put you, no matter what I ask of you, I will be with you. And friends, this is no slouch of a God who is saying this to you. This is the I am. This is Yahweh. This is the God who is and who will be with you. This is the God who made all things. This is the God who can do anything. This is the I am, who started strong in a very humble way as a baby and remained strong, answering so well to the scribes and the Pharisees and the teachers. And this is the I am, who as he hung there on the cross looked like it wasn't going to be a very strong finish. And he died. He died for all of our questions, all of our inadequacies, all of those times when we say, who am I? I can't. And we can't. But the I am died. Again, it looked like a weak finish to a strong start. But 3 days later, risen in glory, the I am proclaiming, I am alive. I have overcome death. I am victor. This is the I am, the God who says, but I will be with you. I will always be with you. No matter what I call you to do, I will be with you. Thanks be to God that even this morning, we will be able to experience with our senses, with our smell and our touch and our taste and our eyes, the I am. In the very bread and wine is the Lord God Almighty, the I am, coming to you saying, I will be with you. I am with you. It's really not about how strong you start, although that can be helpful. Because what it comes down to always is us realizing the enormity of the task and saying, who am I? Who am I? And God responding, I will be with you. I am, God says. Whether it be parenting, or shepherding a congregation, or all the things God calls us to do in between. When we have those moments of who am I, God responds to each and every one of us, just as he did Moses. But I will be with you. In Jesus' name, amen.